occasionally there are nationally known celebrities that break the law and must serve some jail time. Those cases, of course, receive a lot of attention in the press and from the public. Over a century ago, this jail received a celebrity prisoner, and the local sheriff certainly made the most of his time with a notorious character. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
One of the most infamous men to be held in the old Boonville, Missouri jail never actually spent time in a cell. He was Frank James, Jesse's notorious bank-robbing brother.
He was stopped, and the sheriff at the time was so excited about having such a notorious person in town that he decided to take him to dinner at a local cafe.
Melissa Strawn helps oversee the historic Boonville jail today. She says Frank James was not in town for long.
The Boonville citizens, while they were eating dinner, raised enough money to actually post the bail for Frank James. So he never actually got put in the cell.
The jail was in use from 1848 to 1978. The prisoners were very close in proximity to the local residents.
It's right in the middle of a residential neighborhood, and there are windows in the jail part, but there were not any glass, so it was just heavy screen. I think the prisoners were very vocal. They didn't have a lot of other things to keep them busy.
In fact, the prisoners especially loved to comment on whether the young lady's dates should kiss her or not when they brought her home. Today, the historic structure is open for tours.
And it looked like they just closed the doors. And I think it was finally closed in 1979, even though the last prisoner was here in 1978. And then the Friends of Historic Boonville received the property in the early 1980s.
One half of the building is the old jail with its large stone block walls. The other side is the old sheriff's quarters. It's a place that served as a jail for over 130 years, making it the longest continually used county jail in the state. Traveling the countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McClay.